This time on the ReLoop Brief, we're catching up with Jason Wilcox, ReLoop's Data and Dashboard Manager. We're going to take a look behind the scenes of our current dashboards, what we waste, and the Global Deposit Dashboard, the sister to the Global Deposit Book. And we'll hear how data can tell a story and make a positive impact to environmental work. As well as that, we'll have a sneak peek at what Jason's working on next. But let's start with a quick overview of the two dashboards launched this year.
Currently, ReLoop has two dashboards on our website. We've released both in the last year. The objectives of the two are quite different. The first board that we released was called the What We Waste dashboard. And the concept was to attempt to explain and visualize how much beverage container wastage happens in each country, and comparing jurisdictions that have DRS to jurisdictions that do not have DRS.
We're going to get on to the storytelling part in a few minutes' time, but what is the Global Deposit Dashboard?
The concept behind the Global Deposit Book was to try to put all of the possible information about every single deposit system in one place as a handy reference guide for anyone who needed to know, oh, what are the handling fees in Sweden, et cetera, et cetera. Basically, anything that there is to be known about any deposit system is in the Global Deposit Book. What we decided to do in creating the dashboard was simplify it and put it together in a way that the user, instead of having to flip from one page to see one country, flip several pages ahead or behind to compare it to another country, the user could look at the one variable they were looking at, say handling fees, for all of the countries or all of the countries within a region or all the jurisdictions within a region, in the case of the USA or Canada. The multiple variables that are a deposit return system, this dashboard captures them all and provides a very simple way for the user to discover them.
I've worked with data, but never at the scale that you're talking about, especially when we're looking at something like the Global Deposit Dashboard. How do you do that? What is your process? How do you go from those spreadsheets upon spreadsheets upon spreadsheets and put it into insights that people can actually act upon?
The first stage is to collate all those multiple spreadsheets so that all the data is in one place, and then it can be looked at from a bird's eye view, for lack of a better way of putting it, because when I'm gathering the data, half the time I do not know what it's going to tell me. And at best, I have a hypothesis about what it might say. So then, once all the data is in one place and I can sort of filter it via this channel or that channel, the patterns emerge. So for What We Waste, for example, it was fairly obvious that the countries that have DRS are likely to produce less waste. But until we actually pieced together the recycling rates, the sales, and could see it from above, that's when we realized the patterns that emerge aren't just a pattern, they are actually a fact. They are clear as day when you can see, say, the results from Germany versus the results from France or Austria before they implemented DRS.
Once you've got those facts, that's when you can start telling stories with the data, isn't it? And I think that's especially true with the areas that we're working in and environmental issues. So that storytelling is really powerful, isn't it?
Absolutely, especially when you're looking at on the What We Waste board, where we attach monetary values to the amount of material wasted. And you realize it's just millions and millions, possibly billions of euros that are just being tossed into landfill or into incinerators. But even the user isn't necessarily going to understand it if they just hear it verbally. To be able to see a nice pretty picture with lines representing, say, DRS countries and lines representing non-DRS countries, and it's clear as day that the non-DRS countries are wasting so much more material, which again has much more value, until the user sees it, they may not retain it as well, but the visualization process really makes it jarring for the user, and they can't help but see it and think about it.
We speak a lot about within ReLoop, it's one of our programs, in fact, it's one of the key things is meaningful measurement, the fact that data should be reliable, it should be accurate, it should be transparent. I mean, it's such a hot topic, right?
there's competing figures out there. You can ask, what's the recycling rate for PET in France? And you might find different numbers. So when we pick a number out, one of the ideas I came up with was to ensure transparency by showing the source. The user can just click a button and see the source for the data they're looking at. I think that's incredibly important so that people get consistency and they can see, okay, ReLoop picked up all of their recycling rate data for PET from either the same place or from multiple places. But if it's multiple places, where is it? And I insist on, with the dashboards that I build, those sources are clear, absolutely transparent, and easy to find.
I'm going to encourage people to play with the dashboards. I think that's a good way to describe it. There's some videos, of course, as well, to help people along. But what's next, Jason? What's coming down the line? What's the next thing you're working on?
Well, we have an upcoming dashboard that builds upon a study we recently released called Littered with Evidence. My next dashboard is going to examine littered data. There's tons of it out there because it's become a big issue, but specifically beach litter. There are organizations that conduct the same study with the same methodology across the globe at the same time of year, each and every year. So what we're going to do is attempt to measure whether or not various policies meant to control litter have worked. So for example, many cities, states, and even some countries have banned plastic bags at some point in the last 10 years. So let's just say California banned plastic bags in 2023. I'm not sure that's exactly right, but whenever they did, I'm then going to take beach audits from California pre-2023 and post-2023 and compare them to see if plastic bag litter has indeed fallen with the ban. And I'm relatively sure that will be the case, but until the data's in front of me and I can clearly see it and read it, I don't actually know this. It remains a hypothesis until it's proven. If all the jurisdictions that have banned plastic bags show significantly less plastic bag litter than all of the districts that have not banned plastic bags, I think at that point in time, we can safely say that plastic bag bans seem to work in reducing plastic bag litter on the beaches. So we're going to measure several types of litter reducing policy. Not all the policies began as litter reduction policies, but they may have that knock-on effect. Prevention of plastic litter going into the sea or the waterways is definitely part of the reason that single-use plastic bans have been implemented, but it's not the entire reason. But so we then want to look at all the jurisdictions that have banned single-use plastic. And by that, I mean things like styrofoam or plastic cutlery. A lot of places, they don't allow their restaurants to hand that out anymore. So we're going to check pre and post implementation of an SUP ban and see if the single-use plastic litter on the beaches is reduced. I'm not positive this is going to work out, but at the end of it all, I'm going to measure the entire litter stream and see if there's fewer pieces of litter per person or per kilometer in the regions that have implemented multiple measures. And hopefully, by the time it's all shaken out, we will find that places such as Canada that has a full SUP ban and several jurisdictions with DRS and plastic bag bans have less litter on the waterways than, say, an American state with none of these measures. With no SUP ban, with no bag ban, etc.
Jason Wilcox, ReLoop's Data and Dashboard Manager. Now, to check out the dashboards for yourself, simply visit reloopplatform.org/dashboards. And remember, if you subscribe or follow, you'll get details of our next episode of the ReLoop Brief.